Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
What a day, Eric. Honestly, there's a lot. So much to talk about. You and I have not talked probably, I mean, we've talked, but haven't got on a podcast in probably 2 weeks. We're away a few days, but a lot has happened, especially this week. I mean, yesterday, I know we touched base about things we'd talk about today, and then all of a sudden, the Vanderpump Rules reunion trailer dropped, and it is insane. What did you think?
Yeah, as we're recording this now, it came out about an hour and a half or so ago. And yeah, it was good. We've been prepared. Andy had said in the morning that I think on his radio show that it was going to come out today. So yeah, we were ready, and it's good. I feel like they released enough to get everyone excited, but not too much. My one thing with like trailers, and I feel like this is what's been happening at Housewives lately, is that they give us so much, and then when you watch it, it's like, oh, I saw this already. Yeah. You know, my mind goes to like the Beverly Hills Kathy versus Rinna stuff. Like, we saw all of that in a trailer.
Yes.
I mean, they are doing extra extended episodes on Peacock, they announced. So that's going to be super exciting. But yeah, it's a great trailer. It was almost weird to see, because there's been so many interviews and we've heard so much stuff, but like to actually see Ariana and Raquel conversing, like that is something that we haven't seen yet. So it was a really, really thrilling trailer. James Kennedy and Sandoval were getting near blows, which Peter had discussed with us when he came on the podcast, and he had heard that there was a physical fight. And I think we all kind of put two and two together and presumed that it was James Kennedy and Sandoval. You know, I mean, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure that out, that it was those two that seemingly or almost got into a little bit of a tussle. But yeah, I thought it was a great trailer. I'm looking forward to seeing everything evolve with the restraining order and Sheena talk about that and how they had to be separated. And yeah, I thought it was a great trailer. I mean, everyone's buzzing about it. That's definitely the talk of the town right now.
Yeah. I mean, the season's been wild as we've been nearing the reveal of the affair, which will finally come to light next week in the season finale, which is a bunch of footage that obviously they filmed after the news broke in early March. And now we finally have the footage from the reunion that was only filmed probably about 3 weeks after the news of the affair broke and Ariana found out. So emotions are raw. You know, yes, we've seen people do interviews and appear on Watch What Happens Live since then. But I mean, in this reunion, we're seeing their raw, like, immediate reactions almost to the news. And you know, there's tears. Ariana's crying. Tom's crying. You know, James is pissed. Lala's pissed. Like, everyone's just pissed. Everyone's sad. Like, it's going to be
everyone's good. Pissed and angry and upset and hateful. And yeah, there's a lot going on that I think can't even translate through the television and that 2 minute long trailer. I mean, it's going to be wild.
Yeah.
Like, and I was going to say next week is the finale episode. Now, this most recent episode would have been the finale if the scandal didn't happen. I thought it was a great episode just on its own. It was a really exciting one.
Lisa giving her, you know, usual season ending emotional speech or whatever to the group. And it was at Sir, it was like a tasting party for Katie and, Ariana's sandwich shop, and you know, it was going well, and then obviously Raquel just like approached Katie and, you know, started going at her about texting Tom Schwartz, and which I don't know why she even interjected, because at that point she's already sleeping with Sandoval. I don't know if she was trying to keep up the narrative of like her and Schwartz might be a thing and she's trying to like defend him against Katie, or she just wanted screen time. I don't know. But it was wild. I mean, they were screaming, they were yelling. You know, Tom Sandoval stepped in to defend Raquel, of course, ignoring his crying girlfriend Ariana in the corner.
Katie's mom is getting in the mix. Katie's
mom is involved. And then
it's a shit show when the moms are getting involved.
I know. And then we get an iconic Sir Ally
moment. It's been a long time.
Yeah, Katie and Tom going at it in the alley, and then Raquel joined. It was just a mess. It was good. And I'm just so excited for next week. Kristen Doty returns also in the finale. She's been off the show for 2 years, obviously. She was let go. That big controversy and stuff like that. But I don't know. It's wild. I'm excited. But I did want to talk to you about, because you just got back from LA and you went to Sir. Did you go to Tom Tom and Pump?
Yeah. So I went on a trip to California with two friends. I'm over in Jersey, so I don't get out there that often. But yes, my two friends that I went are big Vanderpump Rules people. And I think because we work in this industry and we've met them and interviewed them and stuff, we don't have like the tourist obsession, if you will, about it. Like I was like, I don't need to go there because like I'll probably talk to them for my job. Like
right.
You know, people that just watch the show as just viewers and just as fans love that. So we did. We went to Sir. One of the first nights we were there. I have opinions about Sir. It was, so we went at like 6 something, so it was still light out.
Yeah,
it was. I thought it was going to be nicer. Like it was borderline a dump. I texted so many people and was like, guys, Sir is kind of a dump. I literally went through my whole contact list. Hopefully LVP doesn't listen to this. I thought it would have been, it was just ugly. Do you know what I mean? And I know, like, obviously you live out in Hollywood. You've been there. Yes. And I don't think it matters because they make so much money for people like me and my friends that went specifically because of the show. Otherwise, we would never have stepped foot in a place there. Never would have made a reservation. Yeah. Wouldn't have gotten a drink. Wouldn't have gotten a glass of water there. But it was just kind of a little ugly. Now, we only went for drinks and we got the fried goat cheese balls to split.
Oh, I actually haven't tried those yet. Are they good?
They were good. So, they were fine. Just FYI, really no one was there, not even Peter. And I was on the lookout for Peter because obviously we're boys with him since we interviewed him.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I see him, like, I'm going to say hi. And like,
yeah, of course.
Peter, give me a free drink. I gave you free press. our waitress was like, again, no one from the show was there at all, which I suspect my friends are like, oh my God, who are we going to see? I'm like, guys, like FYI, like they're only there when they film. And actually, this is what I want to know what you think about this. Raquel and Charlie, they only work there when they're filming, correct? Definitely Raquel. Like they don't actually work there, do they?
It's hard. I mean, I've asked the cast this many, many times since season one. And I remember back in the day when like Tom, Stassi, like those that crowd worked at Sir.
That was real. They worked there.
And they kind of told me it was more like when they filmed. Like not that they do work there, but it's more so that Lisa really like puts them on the schedule more frequently, I guess, when they're filming. So it was always like a weird gray area answer. It was never like, you know, but Charlie, I'm assuming Charlie and Raquel were the same situation this season as the original cast used to be in the beginning, like the first few seasons. They're not really there. I mean, I've been in there a few times. I've only ever saw Peter. And that's
so, and you live out there, so you could go at a random time. Like, they're not. Peter is a true worker there. He's working his butt off there.
Yeah, I've been in Sir a few times, and I've only ever saw Peter, and that's because he is one of the managers, and he has to be there a lot. that's why I think a lot of fans run into him. A lot of the rest of the cast kind of just doesn't really work. I've seen Tom and Tom a lot at Tom Tom. Like, that's, you know, they're part owners. I know it's only like 5% or each or whatever, but they're still there a lot. And over the years, I've gone in there and I've always seen one or both of them. But other than that, that's about the only people I've ever seen going in those restaurants. I will say that, Sir, I didn't care for the food when I went.
We didn't even make dinner reservations. We knew not to make dinner reservations. I was like, we're going for a drink and that's it, people.
Yeah, I went like 8 years ago to get the food. I've been in there. I actually was in there in February for the premiere event, but like I haven't eaten there since like 2015, and I was not a fan of the food. I went to Pump. I've been to Pump a few times. Loved their food, but I've heard other people say they hate it. So I don't know if did you go to Pump?
No, which obviously leads us to so. We went to Sir, then we went to Tom Tom. Okay, now again, Sir. Dump. I'm sorry. I really didn't like it. I thought it was so ugly. Sorry, LVP. I never want that's involved there. Peter, we love you. Tom was really nice. I really liked Tom Tom. It was just the aesthetic, the atmosphere, the way it's set up.
Yeah.
I implore anyone that's interested in whether you've been or not, like that wants to check out the restaurants just to like quote unquote run into people or because they're just curious and they're big fans of the show. Check out Tom Tom. I really, really liked Tom Tom.
Yeah.
I thought Tom it was gonna be also we
I was just
yeah, we also just did we only did drinks and apps there, so I didn't have dinner there, so I can't really speak too much on the food.
I've done both. All the food I've ever had there is great. The appetizers. I don't know if I should say that because I can't even remember what I had for a meal when I went. But the appetizers I remember being great. The drinks great. There's like a coconut drink that I love. I forget. I think it's called a nutcase. That is my favorite drink at Tom Tom. Like you said, the atmosphere is just so cool. I don't know if you know, it used to only be like half of the restaurant, but it was so popular. There was always a line out the door. And then the next restaurant next door, I think, was for sale. So they bought it. Oh, yeah, that happened on the show. I forgot. So they expanded.
Yeah, I remember that.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. But Pump is closing. I don't know if you saw.
It is. Yes, and I did not go to Pump, but I thought it was interesting that it's closing because I'll tell you, it was packed.
Oh,
because just so people don't know, and I didn't really know this until you told me, but everything is kind of right by. I mean, you could walk to all of those spots. They're kind of essentially on the same strip. Pump was pretty crowded. It was pretty crowded. I was surprised. And I was telling my friends, I was like, guys, trust me. Like there's been talk about it closing. Of course, 5 days later, the report comes out. It's closing. Now, evidently it's because of the rent. They raised the rent. They couldn't afford it. I guess there's disparaging.
Yeah, Lisa claims, she released a statement claiming that the rent had gone up. They had finished their 10-year lease. The rent was going up and they were choosing to vacate. They felt like the rent was unfair, like the raise of the rent was unfair and they didn't want to pay it and they were closing their doors. I don't remember if this was the same day, but if either a few hours later or the next day, the landlord released his or her own statement saying that is not true, that's not accurate, and that they were not raising the rent, and that Lisa had, you know, was back, I don't know, wasn't fully, I don't know. I think they said like she had missed some rent payments, but then they also said that like some of it had to do with COVID and forgiving rent, which was, you know, a thing. And that they, you know, just weren't up to date on their lease or something. I don't know. But either way, they were saying, no, the rent was not going up. So who knows what's true?
Yeah.
The restaurant's closing. It is what it is. You know,
that happens.
10 years is a great run. I've always had great experiences there. We've seen the restaurant both on Vanderpump and Beverly Hills Housewives. So, you know, there's some great memories there. But so that's closing.
Rest in peace, Pump. Yeah, I mean, listen, they've got many restaurants to juggle. And I think maybe they just kind of felt like it's time to close the book on Pump. I mean, 10 years is a long time. In West Hollywood, rent is not cheap there. There's a lot of competing businesses they have to deal with. They have other restaurants of their own. Like Sir is the staple because it's just Sir. I don't feel like it's a big fuss that it's ending. I'm sure that they're ready to cut ties and it's one less business that they kind of have to figure out and run stuff. And you know, LVP is doing just fine, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I've heard murmurs that she's selling Villa Rosa, but I haven't seen anything concrete about that. So I am wondering if Vanderpump is doing super well. It actually just got renewed for season 11. Bravo officially announced that. So she's doing well money-wise, I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised if we see her trying to make a comeback on Beverly Hills sometime soon. But I don't know.
We'll see.
Anyway, this week was also the return of Real Housewives of Atlanta. What did you think of the premiere?
I need to eat my words because I did say on this podcast, like maybe a month or so ago, if you remember, I was like, oh, I'm not really excited for Atlanta to come back. Like, it's kind of the franchise I'm least into, but I sway like the wind. I thought it was a great premiere. I loved it.
Yeah.
When you and I got the screener and we each watched it, I think we had talked about this already. I was like, oh, this is good. This is really good. Now, you got to do the interview with Sonya. That's why I was away on my trip eating at Sir. I listened to your interview. It was great. And I thought something she said that I really agreed with that I thought translated well in the episode was that they're kind of now they're on their second season of the same group And you could see there's more clear dynamics, more yeah. clear friendships. They're more comfortable with each other. The first season after a big change to a cast is always very awkward. I feel like Atlanta had just dealt with that. I feel like OC has just dealt with that. New York had to deal with that. And that didn't, you know, end up so well. So I feel like Atlanta is kind of getting a little bit back on track with yeah. a more natural group. What did you think? I couldn't believe that Drew just wasn't in the episode.
I know.
I was like, wait, where is Jay?
And why was
like, not for a second.
And why was Ralph at a party when they're dealing with what he said was a family emergency or something, a family trauma or
right. Well,
his exact words, but it was something like that.
Cut to, he's at, now they're getting divorced. So I guess it's not
well, yeah,
there
I mean,
were some questionable things going on.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to Teddy and Tamara's podcast earlier today, and they said they heard something about Drew possibly had COVID or something like that. But I don't know if I could just say that.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a secret with the shower or anything.
Yeah, but my one other complaint about the episode was I'm not really a fan of Courtney Rhodes. I don't know. I think she came in a little hot. She's a newbie, yeah. and she immediately tried, like, causing drama with Candy. And it was just like weird drama. Like if it was like something worth getting upset about, I would understand. But she came on and she was like, oh, can't I heard from a friend that Candy was asking about me. It's like, okay, obviously, like they can't say this on the show, but obviously Candy probably heard she was joining the show and was asking around about her, you know? And Courtney confronted her at Sanya's husband's birthday party. And, is this Sonia or Sanya? Am I getting that wrong?
You tell me. You interviewed her. I think it's Sonia.
I actually think it's Sonia. You know what? I'm confusing it with Sanya, who used to be on the show.
Yeah.
Because right. I remember yeah, no, I getting that Sonia. Name confused, and so this one's I think anyway. So Sonia at her husband's birthday party. Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney just came in hot, and she was looking to go after Candy. Candy was
just
talking.
Yeah, and she, you know, triggered Candy. Candy went off on her. They almost got into a brawl.
Headbutt.
Sonia had to break them up, and obviously the rest of the party's going to play out this Sunday. But I don't know. I enjoyed the drama. I'm glad we got right into it. Usually, like premieres are sort of like just people. You know,
table setting kind
together.
Of
yeah, like sort of like just be like, oh hey, haven't seen you, you know, kind of thing. But this was like right getting back into the mix of things. I liked it. I'm excited to see where it goes. You know, Sheree is in a new relationship. Her, you know, boyfriend Martel is supposedly cheating or accusation.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then Candy and Todd are struggling a little bit relationship-wise. You know, they're just working too hard and don't have time for each other. So those are things I'm interested to see play out as the season goes on.
Me too. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to.
Me too.
To see what comes with Atlanta.
Speaking of Atlanta, big news this week. Kim Zolciak and Corey Bierman split after 11
years. This people, I mean, anyone I talked to about this, people were shocked. Yeah. We're so immune to housewives getting divorced and money troubles that none of this shocks me anymore.
Right.
I think like the only housewives couples out there to be shocked about would be like Kyle Maurizio and Melissa Joe. Those are the only ones. I just thought of that at the top of my head, but I feel like those are the only ones. I can't
maybe even like Tamara and Eddie, I'd be a little surprised by.
And Rinna, I mean, now Rinna's gone, but Rinna and Harry would probably surprise me too. I'm sure there's more that we could, but Kyle and Mo and Melissa and Joe would definitely throw me off too. Probably most of the Jersey couples, actually. Recently. More on that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. And it doesn't seem like it's friendly. I mean, Kim had filed and was split the shared custody, and Croy wants primary custody. So they're clearly at odds about that. It seems like he wants her to show all the finances and the money, because hours, I think not even before the divorce news came out via TMZ, it was reported that they owe over $1 million to the IRS in taxes, and then they also owe more money to the state of Georgia itself. So clearly, these people have money issues. Now, I think everyone that follows Kim's life and the girl and her daughter's lives know that they are big spenders, and they don't have Oprah money. I mean, I'm sorry, like, how are they spending all this money? How are they affording all this? Now, when they owe over $1 million to the IRS, allegedly, it kind of makes sense. Bethany had a lot to say about that. You see that she did a TikTok and was basically like,
Heard
you
about
can't afford
it. I
what.
have a chance to watch it. Yeah.
She basically was saying what everyone like has always probably thought about them and definitely is thinking now, like, how are you spending all this money? You clearly don't have it. Like, you're living way too lavishly. So yeah, Kim, I believe, still has not spoken out or made a statement or anything regarding the divorce and all the money,
No. I mean, at
financial
first I thought it
issues.
was like financially driven. I thought it was some sort of tactic to get around what they owe the IRS. But
Could
then
be.
when Croy's filing said he wanted sole custody, I was surprised by that. But then I'm hearing there could be reasons where like Kim might file for bankruptcy. I don't know. I don't know how like finances, I've never filed for bankruptcy and I'm not shading anyone that has. I just don't know the ins and outs of it and what sort of perk it would be for them to divorce to help them. So I don't know. I think we're going to get a lot more of it as time goes on and learn more.
Death.
Croy actually edited his Instagram bio allegedly. It used to say, it
Fast.
used to be like a play on her songs, and it was like, this ring means a thing. Just Google me. I was never tardy to the party. But he recently changed it to my ring meant past tense a thing. So I don't know if he's, it sounds like he's upset about something. It could be her lavish spending. I don't know. It could be she cheated. We don't know anything yet. These are just
Yeah, and stuff
guesses.
is going to come out for sure.
But I
Stuff will
think
come
something's
out.
going to come out. We'll find out more. And I'm kind of hoping selfishly it leads to her maybe coming back to Atlanta. She's going to be in an episode this season. We know that.
Yeah.
Think I've heard that like she's being courted to do Girls Trip. And who
So yeah,
knows?
she's definitely going to be a top pick for Girls Trip 5, I would imagine,
Oh
especially if they
yeah,
continue with
especially
the
given this news. Yeah.
former housewives. Now, one more thing about this topic before we move on. It's funny because I've been seeing this on Twitter that Cynthia got divorced,
I know.
Kim with this
Eva.
stuff, Eva got divorced. Obviously, so much happened. Is it so much has happened in Nene's life with Greg passing away, and there's been so much about the girls who are no longer on the show that people are saying like there's more drama with the people that are no Portia, everything with Simon, who used to be married to Fallon or whatever. Like, there's a lot going on with those girls, but that was the glory days of Atlanta. I mean, Kim, Nene, Portia had Phaedra in there, right? Is on like Married to Men now, isn't she? And she's done Girls Trip now. This will be her second round on season four. Maybe we'll eventually get back to that. Nothing against the current group of Atlanta people, but that was the glory days. That is
It's just so funny
the
because,
Atlanta
like,
cast. I don't think we'll see
imagine
Nene again though.
this is no shade to anyone on the cast now, but could I saw like a tweet about, like, hey, like, any network out there, put these ladies together and make your own show because it's be just as great. Like, think about it. Like you just said, Kim Zolciak, Nene, Cynthia, Phaedra,
Portia.
Eva, Portia, like, put them
That's a
all
cast right
together.
there. That's a
That
cast. There
cast
you
is
go.
wild. You don't even need
Brony
anyone.
Legacy who?
You don't even need anyone who's on the show now. And that's no offense because Kenya's great, Candy's great. We still got
Trey.
Sheree. We
Those
got,
are like the top three, I feel like.
is there a fourth
Marlo.
top one I'm missing? I feel like there's a fourth one I really
Marlo.
like. Yeah, Marlo.
Atlanta, I just say Atlanta's good at casting people. Like, they bring in like even all the people we named, that's like 10 people that have all been great
Yeah.
cast members, So I don't know, we'll see. But the Kim Zolciak updates are gonna keep coming. So everyone hold on.
Did you see the photos of Jen Shah in prison?
Just can't even believe. Do you ever just sometimes think like, I can't believe that woman's in prison? I'm sure like Heather and them sometimes think like that woman is freaking behind bars. Like, I
I know,
cannot believe
because
that woman is in prison right now.
sometimes I
I wish
forget
we got her
about
on
it.
the podcast before
I
she went to
know.
jail.
Sometimes I forget about it. And then, like, you see photos and you're like, I feel like, oh my God, like I would hate to be her knowing I have to be in prison for another 6 years or whatever.
Yeah, it's not short either. Like Teresa was in jail for 11 months. Now it's short when you're the one behind bars. What Teresa, I mean, obviously they committed a crime, they paid the price, but like for Teresa, that must have been hell. But like Jen Shah is not there for 5 months. She's not there for 12 months. She's not there for 15 months. Like it's a long stay. She looks good though.
Yeah, she looks good. She doesn't look.
She's probably running stuff. You know she is.
Yeah, they're supposed to say she's running like a fitness class, and she's, you know,
they're putting on a play apparently. Housewives
play. Funny. Yeah, it's
listen,
a look.
Say what you want about Jen Shah, you know she's running.
Wearing earrings, things. Like
yeah,
she's got sunglasses. Mm-hmm. You know, it's. I'm not saying it's an okay situation, but
no, what she did was despicable.
No, yeah, but I mean like the condition she has there, I'm not saying it's like, oh, just as great as being at home. I can imagine she's dying to be home. But yeah, it doesn't look like she's having I don't know. It's just funny that a photographer was probably hiding in the bushes trying to get the shot of her outside with her prison mate.
I can't. So the best part, which will lead us into this, is that this picture was released, this public appearance or whatever happened when the girls, I believe that the Salt Lake girls season 4 cast went to Bermuda.
Yes, their first.
I believe they flew out to Bermuda. Now we've gotten the gist of what the cast is, which I believe is Heather Whitney, Lisa Meredith, those four. It looks like Angie K is back in business. She looks like she's really there.
Yes, Angie K is back.
Angie H is not.
Angie H is not. She just announced she's quote unquote leaving when we know she wasn't even asked back from what it appeared.
Right. I don't know. She Angie H, I mean, I don't need to spend too much time on Angie H, but she did an interview with People and said that her son, which is obviously very sad, was diagnosed with autism. And she said she's leaving the show because of that. Now, I feel like those two don't have to go hand in hand. Like I thought it was, I mean, again, my sympathies to her with dealing with her son with autism. I wish her family the best. But I thought it was a little weird that my son has autism, so I need to leave Salt Lake City Housewives. Now, did you have a contract?
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I think Jacqueline took a little bit of time off from Jersey when she was dealing with Nicholas's.
But Jacqueline was a full-time star of the show.
She's full-time. Angie H was a friend. My guess is she didn't get a contract. I think Bravo allowed her to, which they always do, even with full-time.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're not going to have to, we don't have to say you were fired if you don't want to. Like, we'll let you peacefully move on and say you left. Like, as long as you don't talk badly about us, we won't talk badly about you. So I think that's what happened there. And who knows? Maybe she'll show up in the future. We'll have to see.
Allegedly allegedly there's been some Whitney and Lisa drama, I guess, going on with the Salt Lake cast. That it sounds like Lisa has mended things with Heather and Meredith. And I guess this was a Page Six report that came out that they are feuding, that there was an explosive fight on the trip. I kind of never thought that those two would really like be friends and turn a new leaf. I felt like that was
Lisa hated Whitney before last season. Like,
And Salt Lake hasn't had genuine relationships.
She latched on to Whitney because she didn't have Meredith and she didn't have anyone else. And so it'll be interesting to see. It's supposedly Lisa and Meredith are, you know, reigniting her friendship. So in turn, she no longer needs Whitney. And Lisa is also getting close with Heather Gay, supposedly. So I'm sure that doesn't go well with Whitney. Even though they were at an okay place on Girls Trip that filmed before the reunion of Salt Lake City. And we saw them blow up at each other at the reunion. So it's interesting. We know Mary Cosby's also going to be back in some capacity. So it'll be interesting to see just how all those dynamics shift and stuff like that. I'm excited, though.
Yeah.
I was going to bring up, we talked a little bit earlier about, Bravo dropped a bunch of news this week. I forget which one we just talked about earlier, but one they exciting thing they did talk about is the Luann and Sonia Crappy Lake spinoff.
I kind of forgot that that's happening.
I know. It's kind of like a Simple Life show, the 2000s with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. Where Luann and Sonia are going to go to this like off the grid place and just sort of, I don't even know exactly what the show is going to be about, but I think it's like them just like getting into funny antics in this lake area.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's coming out in July. That's the news. It's dropping in
July. It's a Bravo show, not a Peacock show.
Yes, it's going to be
on Bravo. And I think the big thing of what the, yeah, they kind of just shared some programming notes, Bravo, about what shows to expect later this year, which we know. I mean, we know Potomac's gonna be back. We know, the new New York is coming. Miami has been a Peacock original since it got rebooted for season four. We had season four, we had season five. The girls are filming season six now. Bravo shares the news that this will now be a Bravo show. It's gonna be on Bravo and then also to stream on Peacock, as are all of the Housewives shows if you have a Peacock account. So it's going to be, on a Tuesday nights at 9 or whatever, just the same with all the other Housewives shows. I don't know what that means for Peacock, because you think that as a business, NBC Universal wants to build Peacock. And again, obviously, Peacock does not have the a mass amount of subscribers and success as like a Netflix does or a Disney Plus does. I mean, it's still new. I love Peacock. I think Peacock has great stuff, both reality TV and not reality TV.
Yeah, I
But I
agree.
don't know what that means. I think that is a good sign for Miami, though, that they're putting it on like prime time TV.
Yeah, I mean it's exciting. I know that a few of the ladies like were excited. They tweeted or put it on Instagram, and I think the Bravo community is happy about it. It kind of looks like a success for Miami, and it should be. They've been
I
doing
think so.
amazing. I don't know what it means for Peacock, the streaming service, but I don't
And for
know.
most people, it's not going to be a big deal because most people end up watching the show the next day on Peacock anyway. Or, I don't think it's, I mean, you had for Miami, you had to watch it whenever it dropped on Peacock anyway. So I don't know if this is going to change a lot of things, So I think
I mean,
it's
it's
just
exciting.
exciting now.
I'm sure the ladies now feel like they're like part of the club again a little bit, like I just hope the production budget is the same, because Miami has been really great with
It's
like
been great.
graphics and
Yeah.
color and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, so we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. Some sad news from the Miami though, with Gertie. Gertie did announce that she has been diagnosed with breast cancer. She shared the statement this week. She said she found out in March. The girls are in the midst of filming right now, so that was obviously some very sad news. Ironic that it happened now that Martina just got through her cancer battle, Martina, Julia's wife. So it seems like we're gonna see,
This will play out,
the
I think, this year.
recovery story of Martina. I just saw that Adriana had like an F cancer party. With all the girls, I saw that she like hosted a party like that this week. So again, obviously, our hearts go out to Gertie. Hopefully, she will fight this. She said something that she was gonna Gertify this fight,
Yeah,
which
she's
we
very
believe
positive
because
about it all.
she
Yeah,
is. Yeah,
she's
she's.
being a
We've had her on the
positive voice.
podcast. She's so lovely, and she has great friendships with Nicole and
Yeah.
with Julia. So we're sending our love and support to Gertie, and
Yeah, before we wrap up, I want
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I want to talk about real quick Jersey
Second
finale.
to last episode.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
and Louis like blow up this season. Like, I mean this week's episode. What are your thoughts? Are you ready for this finale? We've been waiting so long for this. We've heard about it last summer.
This was one of my least favorite seasons of Jersey, I'll be honest with you. I just felt, and I think we've said this before, felt like we just from the start were just waiting to like get through the motions and get to the fight that we heard about. Melissa and Joe skipping the wedding, seeing the wedding, getting to the reunion. Like, is this it for the Gorgas or and the Giudices? Are Melissa and Joe coming back? Like, what's gonna be the cast shakeup? When are they gonna film again? It felt very much like we weren't as fans. And like, I don't know if this is our own fault or just like the buzz about the show that we almost like weren't like in the moment. Like, I didn't even care about the Ireland trip. Like, I didn't just,
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe I'm
I'm
being
just
like
waiting for the
negative.
finale, really.
I just didn't love the season. I didn't like, I don't, what happened in episode like four? Like the Jersey Shore trip. Okay, we've had that for five seasons now. Like, I just wasn't thrilled by anything. I love that they brought in new girls. I think it was almost the worst timing inadvertently because they brought in the girls when things were so bad with the Gorgas and the Giudices. With you have Jennifer and Teresa on one side, you have Melissa and Margaret on the other, and
Everyone
the new
felt like
girls
they
came
needed
in
to
and they
decide.
just got split up. So it was just like each side just added a new number.
Yeah, I almost think.
Rachel's on Melissa's side, Danielle is on Teresa's side. Like, I almost was bad timing. I think if they came in like 2 seasons ago when Teresa and Melissa like were okay and Margaret and
Yeah.
Jennifer didn't hate each other as much, it would have been more organic and it would have been kind of like Miami. Like, it's such interesting dynamics between the girls. But right now, it's like you have this side, you have this side, and they hate each other. And the fans either hate this side or they hate that side. Jersey's just not great right now. And I don't even know what the solution is.
I don't know. I don't think Louis's the solution, though. No,
Oh,
I'm
I
just like.
know. There's just some weird stuff. I'm very excited to see the finale, to see, to watch his behavior and to see what
Yeah.
happens, because
I think he's shooting himself in the foot a little bit. He's not getting a good look. I don't know. I know everyone, like you said, everyone's torn on this. Half the people listening to this are very pro Teresa, half of them are anti. I just watch what I see, and I don't know. It doesn't look good. I think Teresa looked a little spooked by like the way Louis was really going after Joe and Melissa. I think she didn't know what to say. And in next week's finale, it's just going to all blow up. And
It looks crazy.
it looks crazy. I'm ready for it though, and I'm excited, for us to talk about it next week. But I.
Yeah, and I think once we get through, the reunions and stuff, you and I will definitely discuss what we think comes next for Jersey, because I think there could be a little bit of a shakeup. So we'll see.
Sure, but yeah, that's about it for this week. I think we'll wrap up there and catch up with everyone next week.